Well, we're back. Glad everyone is still listening. Sounds like the second half is going to be quite interesting from the sounds of it. Oh, I didn't see those pictures. What? Are there pictures of that?
No.
That's a different part of the show, lady.
No. Oh.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit right now.
About self-BDSM. Honestly, I don't have a whole lot of experience with that. What I did, I'll be honest, is pretty much played with my ass, because I always knew I was a bottom anyway, before I thought I was a submissive. I always knew, based, I loved anal sex, so I wanted to make sure, so my play was more playing with myself with dildos and butt plugs and that kind of stuff, and in a way, I guess, self-BDSM, you know, my piercings were probably a little bit like that. Master will know when he first met me, I had, let me count, 1, 2, 3, 4 additional piercings that are all gone all over my face, so... So that was kind of self, but it wasn't self though. Someone else did it to me. I actually paid them to do it to me, but
yeah,
that's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, you gotta. I look at it this way: is the certain things that you're gonna do to yourself? Okay, like I mean, you've got to be very, very careful though about some things. I mean, there's the autoerotica. I mean, you can actually hang yourself. You can kill yourself by asphyxiation. At the same time,
I'm talking more things, sir. Like, and now that I think about it, I have like ball stretching. I used to do that. I used to put ball weights on and wear them like for days and things like that.
But the same thing. Okay, that's now. I never really particularly understood a self CBT or a self thing like that, because I know that I'm going to stop when it's too painful. But if you do it to me, I don't know that you're gonna. And to me, that is kind of more the thrill, or would be like from my side.
For me, I agree.
From my side, to do it to somebody, that's it's like now I can just go just that 1 second longer than they would have themselves, and they don't know if I'm really gonna stop. But then I stop. You know what I mean? So I personally don't kind of get it.
Well, all of this came about. One of our chat room members, somebody that I met last night on Grindr,
asked a question. Yeah,
and asked
and
a question.
It's a very good question. That's a great question.
And he was asking me, you know, how about this? What should I do? I said, well, you have to start slowly, because if you've never done that before, like myself, I don't have low hanging balls.
And I don't use a stapler. Well, maybe.
Well, again, if you're into that. But the thing is that I don't have low hanging balls, but I do like it from time to time. So you have to slowly stretch, because some people's ball sack is stretchier than others. Some hangs lower. So if you have low-hanging balls, you grab your balls in between, grab some rope or shoelace, and tie it around. You start by half an inch or 2 inches, and do that for a couple of, 15 minutes or half an hour. Then you play with your balls a little bit. You can slap them.
Well, if one of them you can do, and this is something interesting. Here's one, and it's great you point out slowly, but you mentioned the string, because I had this done to me, and I mean it was hot, but the pain also was. And I don't know if I should say this.
I already have a really good idea. You tie it on for such a length of time that when you take it out, the blood flow goes back through.
But the better one is if you actually use like a rubber. And this might be something if they're interested in trying it. You actually find like a rubber lace, and the rubber lace, because it's stretchy, you'll put that on, and then you do leave it on for a while, and it stretches your ball sack. And then you like let it come off real fast, and it'll. Ouch.
But there's different. That's the thing. If you haven't done a lot of that, you have to start slowly. Because you can hurt yourself.
Yes.
Now, one of our member in the chat room, I asked us, so how did last night go? He said, well, it was quite good. I had fun for quite a while and jerked off for 13 times. Mm-hmm. Of course, the boy is very hot and 19 years old. He can jerk off 13 times in a row.
Wow.
Which I'm still waiting for those pictures, boy, by the way. But certain, you have to start slowly, because you can actually hurt yourself.
Yes.
Again, it's trying different things. Certain people, you can tie, shoelace, tie a boot that's attached to the boot. Slowly, you know, bit by bit, different things. You know, some people like their cock actually all wrapped up all the way around with elastic bands.
Boot on the balls.
And that's
and then
how
pee
you
in
and
it.
You know what? That's how you know too. I mean, come to think of it, getting and doing these different things is how you're going to know what you enjoy and you don't.
And
so
it's
when you do
to
go
do
in
it
yourself, you can stop it.
Because when you have somebody else do it, that person doesn't know how. We all know what. I mean, when we're jerking off, we know exactly mm-hmm. when to slow down, where to go faster, where to stop, where
you
to
slow
make
down.
It, where, yeah, yeah. I like to edge myself to this and then slow down a bit and then continue. Some people like it dry. Some people like spit. Some people like lube. So there's all these different things that you need to figure out.
And
for
I'll think too when I go back too, and I guess I have been involved in this, and I never really thought about it. One of the first masters that I ever had was into water sports. Oh, go figure! I've got one that's into water sports now. And he asked me that question. He goes, "So are you into water sports?" And I says, "You know, I really don't know, because I remember as a young kid, my best friend and I used to, I mean, we were on a farm, so when you had to take a piss, you just pulled it out and pissed, and we started sword fighting a little bit, and the next thing you know, we're pissing each other legs and boots, and yeah, that was kind of hot, but I was freaking 12 years old then, so I didn't remember too much." He goes, "Well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to lay in the bathtub, and you're going to piss on yourself, and you're going to drink your own piss." So that is how you can find out, and you know what, I was still turned on by water sports, and I still am today. So those are things you can do to yourself to find out.
But I agree with the both of you. And Sir Mark made a very, very good point is if you do stuff to yourself, then if you ever wanted to do it to somebody else, you understand what it feels like. That's a great point. But now certain things that have you do or you don't do, boy Neil, and you have it in your head that I'm never going to do that.
Oh, I've done that, yeah.
And?
A few times. Well, that's where once you find a master or sir that you trust and you know respects you and you respect them, you will allow them to expand your limits. And that's a lot of the fun and excitement about it.
So don't be afraid of...
But mutual trust has to first be established.
I'm not disagreeing with you, my boy.
And sometimes it's not knowing what the next step is going to happen. What is the next thing going to happen. That's what makes a difference.
Or what's it going to feel like? Yeah. Like the example for me was being sounded. I had sworn I would never let anybody sound me ever. I said, I'm not going to have a big metal thing or a plastic thing or whatever stuck down my dick. It's just not going to happen. Well, not only did I get sounded, I've been electro-sounded. And yeah, things have changed because we got to that level of trust and I knew the respect, the mutual respect was there, and it happened.
So at the same, but I think the point that I'm trying to make is you both made really, really good points, but you limited certain things. And you have to keep an open mind that we all change as we go along. You may all of a sudden not like something as much as you used to, and then you may learn to like, you know, or not learn, but realize you like other things.
Yes.
We're fluid. Humans are fluid.
Yes, we are.
And our likes and dislikes will change. So don't be afraid to try something new.
But make sure it's with somebody you trust and respect. Like, for instance, I all my life, I thought I was very claustrophobic. Seriously claustrophobic. I'd get in a small room, and I was uncomfortable. And the first time I was with in a dungeon, a master and sir, I ended up in a sensory deprivation chamber. And if anyone doesn't know what that is, it's basically a coffin. And when I saw it there, when I got in the room, I said to myself, "Hell no!" Well, after half a day of having two guys do about everything in the world to you, it kind of almost looked relaxing, and when they put me in it, I lost all my claustrophobia, and I have never been claustrophobic since. But yet, the next day, they tried to put me in a sleep sack, which a sleep sack is basically two sheets of rubber where they suck the air out of it with a vacuum, if you all don't know what it is. And it's crazy because all you have, in this case, all there was a hole for my dick to come out of and a hole for me to breathe out of. You lose all senses. You can't even move. You can't move a finger. I mean, when that thing sucks down, when it's a good one, sucks down.
Oh, no.
That I couldn't take. But I knew at that point I at least trusted them enough, and we had a signal, so they knew to turn it off right away and let me out. But not long ago, I believe in Toronto, to give you an example, and this is where you have to be careful about doing things to yourself. There was that one gentleman who manufactured sleep sacks and equipment living and thought he came out with a method. So you had a sleep sack that you could control on your own. So you could basically turn it on and off without having anyone else around and play. And
it failed, and he died.
It failed, suffocated, and he died.
Yeah.
So that's a very strong point about be careful what you do. Don't want to kill yourself.
No. Now, you made another point. You said somebody you trust and respect. I believe that the trust is key. The respect doesn't have to be there. Because
how can you?
I don't think you can have one without the other.
How can you have one without the other?
No, I think that sometimes the respect, because it depends what it's about, what your trip is about. Hmm. The trust is key, definitely. The trust has to be there. The respect, what I mean is, you may not like that individual for certain things. Sometimes that weird kink comes in all kinds of different levels. And some people may like it when they don't respect that individual, but they like the way that person plays, or they like the way he does certain thing. And that distinct for that individual adds another level to the playing part. But that's the playing part. We're not talking relationship here. We're not talking.
Well, you do have to trust that person.
Oh, the trust, definitely. The trust, definitely. I mean, you know.
You have to know they're not going to harm you.
Of course.
You have to know that.
Yes. But still, do you need to respect that person? No,
if you do not respect somebody, how do you trust them? What is your definition of respect?
If you're just doing a session, though, I understand what you're saying, Samar.
I'm not talking about just doing a session. You're
not talking about a relationship.
We're talking, and that's the difference.
A session.
A lot of time between Master Noel and I, Master Noel does not play with 98% of the time, unless they're basically our family members.
Mm-hmm.
That is the difference between the two of us.
Or at least being considered for
and if it's a play session, which is only a kinky without sex, from flogging to whatsoever, Master Noel does not go through the sexual mm-hmm. aspect of it. That is the difference between the two of us, that we have different. I can, because He has to
have
that connection mm-hmm. with that individual, because we come from a different generation. We looked at things slightly different because we have experiment and
different generation.
Yeah, really. What the hell's going on with that?
How long have you been out? That's
That age-wise.
You're talking about age.
Are you talking about?
And
you know what? I'm gonna hate. I hate to do this to you both.
We're almost done already.
Yeah, wow, but you know what? We're going to give up about 15 minutes of our show, and we're going to bring this one back up because I think it's a really interesting conversation. But we do need to take a break right now. You have been listening to
Boy Neil.
And what's your show called?
Really, what is it called?
Well, I thought it was Accepting Ourselves. I thought
that's
what it was.
I think that's a full name, but I got to come up with something better than that.
You don't like that now? You want to rename
it?
It's
okay, but it's got
to
be
Why don't we bring it up to the members or the audience?
I said he should have named his show Down in Front.
Down in Front?
I think that's a... Yeah.
What is an E butt plug?
Electric.
Ah, electric. Yeah, those are fun.
Yes, you've been there. All right, but we need to do a commercial.